I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Chad, military leaders hold power for now. Learn about what could happen and how believers have begun serving a new people group. And then deaf Christians learn better from church services in their own language. We'll explain the details on that in just a moment. But first, the African Union has called for civilian and military leaders to share power in the Central African country of Chad. President Idriss Deby was killed in combat in April, and military leaders have run the country ever since. President Deby had been a strong ally against Islamic terrorism. Greg Kelly of World Mission says,
as far as the Christian presence in the South, I think these instabilities tend to lead to more chaos. And those with power, which is the largely Muslim majority in the leadership, tend to try and overplay their hand and trying to get more control. So it leads to chaos.
Pray that even as Chad walks through a tumultuous time, the love of Christians will point a different way forward. World Mission primarily serves people in the northern parts of Chad, populated by 99% Muslims. Kelly says Chad has at least 140 unique people groups.
And one that we are so excited about is a group called the Ndam. 22,000. It's a fairly small group, but they have their own language. And up until recently, they knew of less than 20 Christians out of over 22,000 people. And we've been doing distributions with our solar-powered audio Bible in their native language. And just in the last few months, we've seen two new indigenous churches planted purely as a result of the power of the Word of God.
Meanwhile, a maximum security prison is an unlikely place for spiritual revival, or so you'd think. El Bocaron prison is one of the three maximum security prisons in Guatemala. During the pandemic, Crossroads Prison Ministries couldn't get in with their Bible study program until God cracked open a door. Speaking through a translator, Byron Aguilar, the director of Crossroads Guatemala, says,
For a brief time, the prisons opened in about August of 2020. So during that brief time that quarantine was lifted, we reconnected with this chaplain inside this new prison. And so we requested from Crossroads Bibles and materials to try to start the Crossroads program in this new prison. But then shortly afterwards, the prisons closed again.
From there, the Holy Spirit began to move.
We had an opportunity to travel there and bring Bibles, food, and Crossroads Bible study lessons in January to the Bocaron prison. There were 30 students inside this prison that signed up for the Crossroads Bible study program. Seven of them gave their lives to the Lord and decided that they wanted to be baptized.
And that's not all.
We now have five additional people who also want to be baptized next week.
Join us in praising God for changing lives in Guatemala's prisons. And if someone at your church interprets the pastor's sermon for deaf people, that's great. But it may not be everything a deaf person wants or needs to grow in Christ. Door International's Rob Myers explains.
There is a place for interpreted services, but if you imagine interpreted services were the only option, that would be similar to suggesting that Hispanic churches should always just be English services interpreted into Spanish. Deaf people really are the only disability group that have their own language.
Language and culture go hand in hand. Deaf believers tell Door they learn best at a deaf-led church, where all communication takes place in sign language and a deaf pastor leads the service.
Many deaf people have never even seen a deaf leader before, and it's one of the reasons we really, really push for deaf reaching other deaf people with the gospel.
Through its 2x2 program, Door trains and equips deaf Christians to spread the gospel and plant deaf-led churches.
We work in about 20 different countries right now with some eye toward continuing to see that expand and grow.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org.
There's a place for all of us in the body of Christ.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. And when you give, you enable all of us to come together, appreciate great stories, experience breakthroughs, and build relationships. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.